Influence by Virginia Brandt Berg.
God's Word says, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them." That was the influence of Peter's life. But it wasn't just Peter and his personality. It was because he was like the Master, and more like the Master we would seek to ever be. More like the Master I would ever be, more of his meekness, more humility, more zeal to labor, more courage to be true, more consecration for the work he bids me do. More like the Master is my daily prayer, more strength to carry crosses I must bear, more earnest effort to bring his kingdom in, more of his spirit the wanderer to win. Charles H. Gabriel, 1906. There is a story in God's Word that is one of the most remarkable miracles in the Bible. It was when Elisha died that there was this distinct difference in the attitude of the people of Israel, because outlying tribes that had been friendly began to invade the country in small marauding bands. It was on the occasion of one of these raids that a miracle was performed that was unique. We read in God's Word how the Israelites were walking along the highway carrying the body of a dead companion. They didn't use coffins in those days, but the corpse was wrapped in bandages and cloth. So this band of Israelites, carrying the remains of a friend to his burial place, suddenly discovered that a band of Moabites was upon them. No sooner had they noticed this band than they turned about to see where they could throw this body, because they couldn't run fast or get away carrying a heavy dead body. So they thought of the resting place of Elisha, which was nearby. Graves were sometimes dug in the side of a hill in a cave, and the entrance was covered with a stone. So rolling the stone away, they quickly threw the body of their dead companion into Elisha's resting place. No sooner had the dead body touched the bones of Elisha than life came back into it and it was completely revived. Now the miracle was unique among Bible miracles because it was not done through the medium of a live person, but rather a dead body touching the bones of someone who had passed on long before. I believe that God saw fit to work this miracle, strange as it is, in order that it might bring to us and the people of that day the memory of Elisha's faith and his devoted and godly life. Thus, God honored this prophet. It's a wonderful thing to think that a dead man's influence can be such that even a dead body touching his bones could cause the body to spring to life. I believe this story. There was a time when I would have ridiculed it, but I believe it with all my heart. I've seen God do some mighty, mighty things, and I know there is nothing impossible with him. The spiritual significance of this miracle is one that should be a blessing to us all. For God would have us know through this that the influence of a godly man or woman lives on long after their death. Men like Wesley, Luther, and Moody still live through the influence they have on our lives today. They have not ceased to live, though they've been buried for many years. This is true also of the godly parents some of us had. We still feel their influence upon our lives, or some godly teacher that we had when we were young still holds an influence over us. We feel the influence of their lives long, long after they're gone. Peter's power from God was so great, his influence so powerful, that even if his shadow were to fall over the sick, they were healed. So the question we can ask ourselves is, are the lives we are now living of such a character that after we are dead, men will be influenced for good by us? What a blessing it is to have such a godly character that long after we are gone, those who touched our lives will be influenced to do heroic deeds in service for God. Does our influence even now cause those about us to have faith in God and to be encouraged to live right? On the other hand, it is also true that some people are making it harder for those in their home to live right and easier for those in the home to do wrong. I visited a home where the husband was an alcoholic. He was making it so hard for his children to do right. The little child in the home had picked up some evil words that had dropped from the father's drunken lips, and the wife was discouraged and heartbroken. It's an awful thing to make it harder for people to be good. What bitterness to contemplate in the dying hour that your influence made it harder for others to do right. Take the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man, in torment, lifted up his eyes and begged that someone warn his five brothers that they should not come to that place of torment, as he remembered that all his life his influence over them had been evil. It's a terrible thing to have someone stumble over you into hell. If you don't care about yourself, if you are careless about your own salvation, for eternity's sake and the name of God, and for your own peace of mind, don't be an evil influence over others. Don't hold back another soul from knowing God because of your evil influence. You know, the story is told, I may have told you before, it's a favorite of mine, that a man passing through the city of Cromwell couldn't get a drink on Sunday and couldn't get into any store there. And he said, "How come I can't get a drink in this town and everything is closed up tight here on Sunday?" A man standing there said, "I can tell you why. 100 years ago, a man by the name of John Wesley passed through this town. Just think of Wesley's influence that lived on all those years." I heard something the other day which reminded me of a story that I heard years ago about Gladstone. Someone had told what I would call a smutty story. That's what we called it in the days gone by, in the presence of a group of people who knew Gladstone. A man turned around to the one who had told this shady story and said, "I dare you to tell that story in Gladstone's presence." Think of Gladstone having such a name and influence that they knew no one would dare say anything like that in his presence. It can be so with you. You can have such an influence. For though we be dead in trespasses and sin, we can be revived to righteous and godly living when we're brought into personal contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll never be all that you might have been until you come in touch with His reviving power. Throughout all these centuries, men dead to goodness, men dead to all that was honorable, have been completely changed by coming into contact with the power of Christ. Thousands today testify of this. If you who are unsaved and are discouraged in your sinful condition, if you'll just bring yourself into the close magnetic touch with Christ, He'll bring life to your soul. He'll set you free from every evil habit. His divine power will live in you, and your influence on this world will be for good, reviving men to noble and holy living. Why don't you give God a chance? You've tried everything else. So many times we've seen this transforming power of the Lord change the influence of a man from evil to good. We've seen new life and buoyancy of the hope and faith spring up in the heart in such a way that everyone they came in contact with was drawn heavenward. Oh, if you would just do this and let others see Jesus in you, His transforming power in your life. Do others see Jesus in you? While passing through this world of sin, and others your life shall view, be clean and pure without, within. Let others see Jesus in you. Your life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Does it point unto the skies? Do they see Jesus in you? Oh, what a joy it will be at the set of sun, in mansions beyond the blue, to find some soul that you have won because they saw Jesus in you. Keep telling the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Bayless Benjamin McKinney, 1924.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.